to you. I said, I think I'll get the vote that he got and the one that I got too. And so the runoff and the counting down at the Gazette, Texas County Gazette, while all of his gang, you know, and my brother Monroe, he'd kid him. He'd been in politics too. And he'd say, oh, we're going to put all you guys picking peas and kid him. So that night, and he got down there, why, it was pretty close, but the returns on that little box over there didn't come until late. It was about the last box to come in. And so this man's overseer, when he come in, he says, oh, I said, that's wrong, I know. I said, no, you don't. I said, it's just the opposite of what you think. I said, y'all got them all before, but I'm getting them all this time. And I got 45 votes over there, and I think he got 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. Well, I was already ahead of him. I knew I had him already beat. But I enjoyed the work. I went in there. You got $125 a month. You had to have your own car. Well, I bought an old second-hand car the county judges had. I think I gave him $250 for it and paid him $50 down, paid it out by the month. Mm-hmm. But I paid him and took care of my family. It didn't cost much to live then, you know. Mm-hmm. And so...
How long were you county commissioner?
4 years. Mm-hmm. Well... But back to some of my farming, when the times got hard, and I was telling you, I unloaded in the city of Texarkana one Saturday morning 267 dozen ears of corn, roasting ear corn, that's long. I went to several all the stores, and I'd leave home at black dark. The first store I'd stop was down there in what we call Bobo Town. And I leave 16 dozen in that oat sack. Well, I didn't think about collecting any money. I knew all my customers. And I delivered all that corn. I went down Broad Street. I went down 3rd Street. I went out County Avenue. I went over on the College Hill. Down the main streets there the stores was. And then when I made County Avenue, then I turned around and retracted and began to collect my money. Mm-hmm. Well, about 10 o'clock, I was through and had my money all collected.
What did you do after you gave up farming? Oh,
first place, after I lost this farm in 30 during the Depression, well, that's when I got in politics. Uh-huh. And I was there 4 years, and then I went to selling real estate. Uh-huh. For Bill James, James Realty Company. Mm-hmm. Well, the Depression was on then, and you didn't get but 5%, and you had to sell 5 houses if you was going to eat, because he got half of it, and you got $50 for selling. I sold brick homes over here in Beverly Heights, mm-hmm. New ones. I sold them for $1,000. And you'd have to sell 5 of them to make buy. So 1 month passed, and I didn't sell a house, didn't make a dime. And my wife says, what in the world are we going to do? I said, we'll make it. I said, just sit steady in the boat and let it rock. You're going to get a break the other way sometimes, and I'll get one. So it was in December that year, and I sold 5 houses and sold a farm.
Gosh.
Well, I took that money. I was behind, you see.